This is HDN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him
Wednesday,
why.
November 5th, Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank bunker.
We got a smart person living in our midst.
Well, thank you for finally noticing.
No, it's not you. It's not that you're not smart, but one of Canada's smartest people.
But that TV show doesn't determine anything.
Okay, so you're taking aim?
The other day I saw Canada's smartest person, and you know what they were doing?
What?
They were holding onto this stick that had a flat surface on the top of it.
Okay.
And they had to bounce a ping pong ball on it as they went from one end of the room to the other.
All right.
It looked like Beat the Clock. Do you remember that game show?
But see, that measures things like dexterity, the ability to walk and chew gum at the same time, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's really smart. Once again, if Dr. Stephen Hawking cannot do it, then, like, that's just the lamest thing.
Okay. Well, apparently Daryl Dillman can do it very well, and the Cole Harbour gentleman is now in the finals. He's a 24-year-old orthopedic surgery resident. Won Sunday's episode of the show, Canada's Smartest Person, so now he competes against the other weekly winners in the finals.
I think the whole orthopedic surgeon thing should be itself a buy into the finals. I think the guy is really intelligent, but God, making them do such stupid things.
Well, you talk about him being an orthopedic surgery resident.
Yeah.
He actually finished med school at 23.
See, now that's intelligent.
Yeah, he is listed as Atlantic Canada's youngest surgeon. So in his spare time, he's a competitive power lifter. And he also plays hockey, or did play hockey, in the Canada Games. So there you go. He's an all-around gifted individual by the looks of things. And he
sounds terrific.
Well, now, you poo-poo this whole thing, but it's actually based on the theory of multiple intelligences. And so that's where they come up with all of these different challenges that, on the surface, don't involve a lot of brain power, but in fact, they do.
But that doesn't mean doing silly party games where you have to transport a balloon from one end of the room to the other by touching bums. I'm sure that they can test for those other intelligences by taking various exams or...
But see, that wouldn't be a good television show. That doesn't make for good TV, a bunch of people in a room taking an exam.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not a good TV show. I think it's a terrific TV show. It's fun to watch, but yeah. Canada's most intelligent person? Can we call it something else? Because people from other countries are going to be looking at this going, oh, God, that guy can do the spoon egg thing that we did at our company picnic.
Look
back
at
there.
Those He's maple got... syrup sucking Mountie loving Canadians.
Those basically are the obstacles that you do at the family picnic at work.
Okay.
I'm expecting them to tie their legs together and do a three-legged race.
Who knows? That might be in the finals.
Let's get the most intelligent people in the country and make them do a three-legged race and then call it Canada's most intelligent person.
So in your opinion, if Stephen Hawking can't do it, then it doesn't belong in Canada's smartest person television show.
Yeah, if anybody can beat Stephen Hawking because they're good at the potato sack race, I don't think that it's measuring your intelligence.
Okay.
End of story.
What's up on Citadel Hill? If anybody,
you really want me to tell you?
There's a loaded question.
Yeah.
No, I guess there was a whole bunch of numbered banners on Citadel Hill, like right on the hill yesterday morning.
Someone keeping score?
Yeah, didn't see any people around the banners or just these big numbered banners. So if you know, let us know, because curious as hell to find out.
Maybe it's another movie shoot.
Oh, I didn't see any evidence of that.
Have you noticed the signs for movie shoots? They don't want to, you know, hey, movie here with a big neon sign. But they're always those yellow signs, and it's always written in Sharpie.
Yeah, it's either one letter or two letters, just, you know, the initials of the production.
But it's not even the initials of the production, because that might give it away.
Mm.
Like if it's Trailer Park Boys, they're not going to go TPB, because everybody will know. They'll go like N3. Like either somebody's playing bingo incorrectly, or there's a movie shoot somewhere down the street.
Yeah, that'd be a fun afternoon. Just follow the arrows and see where they take you.
To Citadel Hill, probably.
Where the numbered banners are. Well, this is interesting. IKEA is turning up its e-commerce game a notch here in Canada. They are going to be establishing pickup shops in areas where a store is not nearby.
Now, we've got that already here, but it was an independently run one.
Exactly. Now, there are no details released on this. There are no listings of the communities that are going to get these IKEA pickup shops. But, oh my God, I have a feeling that it won't be long. And, boy, that'll make a lot of people very happy.
All but one. The guy who runs the one that's doing it now.
Yeah, that
I mean, it was
bugger.
A smart idea.
Oh, it's a great idea. He goes, what, twice a week to Montreal?
Yeah, he does the drive, mm-hmm. brings back a whole bunch of stuff, whatever he thinks is popular or whatever is popular. Plus, you can also put
specific
in
orders.
An order as well, and he'll make the drive. And it doesn't cost you any more than IKEA would cost. As a matter of fact, it's less than what IKEA would charge you.
Where does he get his money?
Well, because he does it himself. IKEA charges an arm and a leg to have it
shipped. Oh, okay. What the shipping would be
yes.
from IKEA. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he's still making some money, but not too much. I think he does something else in that warehouse as well.
Oh, really?
Not too sure. Yeah. I heard sounds and smelled something funny and rubbery. But you mark my words on this one. As soon as that opens up, everybody and their dog is going to want IKEA stuff. Mm. Everybody's going to order IKEA stuff, and then the novelty will wear off. And yes,
are you?
Do you think so? Yes,
I don't know.
I come from a place that has an IKEA right down the street, and people go, "Nah, let's go to this furniture. Let's go to Sears instead, or something." Like, I mean, it just becomes the novelty wears off. It's like if we got a Krispy Kreme donut here. I mean, people go and they make the drive and then you have raffles for Krispy Kreme donuts because everybody loves them so much. If somebody actually opened up a Krispy Kreme donut shop here in Halifax, it would be lined up for about 3 months and then nobody would care. It's like, nah, let's go to Tim's. I like their coffee better or something. That's just what happens. It's the novelty. You know, people want what they can't get. And you can't get IKEA here without spending an arm and a leg, and that novelty will wear off as soon as it's available.
Okay.
You can only have so much furniture with holes on the side of it that you have to put together yourself before you get sick of it.
But you know what? When I went to the big monstrosity of IKEA in Edmonton, I mean, it was more of the kitschy kitchen stuff that I liked, you know.
And if you went there two or three times, wouldn't you get bored?
Well,
here's another great example. Edmonton was one of the last places to get Burger King.
Okay.
It's a neat story because there was a guy in Edmonton who had the name Burger King.
Right.
And so he actually had the Kentucky Fried Chicken license. So he could sell Kentucky Fried Chicken under his Burger King banner.
Okay. But this wasn't, you know, Whoppers and Whopper
Jr. No,
this was his own independent burger
and
joint.
Great stuff, too. He had something called the Canadian Burger, which was just, I crave those every once in a while. So he had the Canadian Burger. He'd have corn fritters. He would have Kentucky Fried Chicken with the Colonel there. Like, he was the only person that could sell Kentucky Fried Chicken. There were no KFCs anywhere. It was just Burger King that you could get it from. And because he had that name all sewed up, the Burger King, home of the Whopper, couldn't come into Edmonton.
Huh.
They couldn't. He said, no, I am the Burger King. And so they couldn't.
Wow.
So whenever anybody from Edmonton went down to Calgary, Burger King is where they would stop. Oh, gotta have Burger King. Oh, love my Burger King. Oh, yeah, as soon as you go down to Calgary, gotta go to Burger King. Because, you know, you got a Whopper. Oh, man, make sure you try this. And it was so unique and people loved it. Then Burger King came to Edmonton. They're all over the place, just like they are here. And nobody cares.
No, nobody gives a rat's ass.
Exactly. It's like going, should we go to McDonald's or Burger King? Or where else can we go and kill ourselves with our cholesterol? It's just one of many. So I say that's what's going to happen with IKEA. You're going to go crazy. You're going to look at all the little gadgets and stuff. And you're going to order a ton of stuff. And then you're not going to care.
Mm.
You and your IKEA. You're insane.
I just forgot to mention, it is the start of Movember. So you'll be seeing men all across the city with little feather dusters growing on their upper lip. Interesting. A lot of businesses getting in on this too. Tempo Food and Drink downtown. They're getting, if you show your Mo during the month of November, get 10% off your food bill. So if you've got a Movember mustache, yeah.
Now, this started years ago, not that many years ago, but down in Australia. Mm-hmm. And some guys just wanted to grow their mustache. And they thought, Movember mustache. And it's for prostate cancer awareness.
Correct.
And so they did. There was no money being raised. They just wanted, you know, people to get checked and all that. Well, Canada jumped in, I think, year two. And so I think we surpassed Australia.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going crazy here. We love our mustaches here in Canada. I think it's going to be the first year that I haven't done it.
Is it?
In a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it every other year leading up to this one. But yeah, if you see somebody growing a mustache, don't point and laugh. Get yourself checked, because that's what it's all about, prostate cancer awareness.
Well, the city is going to be out over the next couple of weeks picking up all the leaves. So, boy, we certainly lost a lot over the weekend with the wind and rain. And if you are sort of sweeping up or raking up your lawns, just a reminder that you can put a maximum of 20 bags filled with leaves at your curb on collection days. And please do not sweep or rake your leaves just into the street, because then it kind of gets caught in the catch basins and just causes flooding and all sorts of stuff.
And once it rains, those little buggers are slippery.
Yes.
They're every bit as slippery as having ice on the road when you try to stop short with a big pile of leaves. So be careful. I recommend mulching. Man, mulching
mulch
is
mower.
Oh, it is terrific. Mm. I mean, yeah, mulching grass is one thing. You know, you do that all year. But when you mulch the leaves, you can, your backyard can be completely covered with leaves, and you go over it with a mulcher and they're gone.
Mm.
Like, they are gone. It's kind of powerful, and you don't have to rake. So
no, but if you are still going to do that sort of thing, the city is asking you to use the paper bags, those big craft paper bags, to put the leaves in as opposed to plastic ones. I mean, they're still taking the plastic ones for now, but
you might have to do that now because it's almost too wet to get out there and mulch anyway.
That's true.
Hey, we were talking yesterday about Gian Comeschi and about our theory that if he hadn't said anything about this whole thing, that it might have just kind of blown over, wouldn't have given these women the opportunity to come out.
Yeah.
And certainly the police wouldn't have stepped in. And well, just listen to yesterday's podcast. Mm. Perry Faulkner was listening to yesterday's podcast and gave us a link. It's there on our Facebook site.
Okay.
And it's another podcast.
Yes, called Canada Land.
Yeah. And this guy was, in fact, the guy who more or less made Gian Comeschi come clean, make that post on his Facebook, and start this whole ball rolling. It is absolutely fascinating to listen to it, especially the end of the podcast. The link is there. It's on our Facebook page, the Halifax Daily News. Check it out. Thanks, Perry, for that.
And finally, if your name is Elizabeth Gallagher, there is a free trip waiting for you. This is a guy who took to Reddit last week. He and his former girlfriend booked what he called or described a fairly wicked trip around the world for Christmas. Now, they booked this trip last March, but have since broken up. Now, Jordan, he's 28 years old. He says he's still going on the trip, but the ex-girlfriend, Elizabeth Gallagher, is not. So instead of canceling or trying the impossible process of changing the name on the ticket, he has offered the trip with no strings attached to any Elizabeth Gallagher who has a Canadian passport.
Who doesn't mind sleeping with the guy?
No. There are no, he says, I'm not looking for anything in return. I don't want companionship. I don't want romance, drugs, trade. I don't want to take selfies with you in front of the Christmas market in Prague.
That's all fine and good. I think it sounds wonderful and romantic and everything. If you are Elizabeth Gallagher, though, and you sign up for this baby with no strings attached, wouldn't you feel like there are a couple of strings attached as you make your way around the freaking world with this guide? Wouldn't you feel like you owe him something?
Be a hell of a story.
Wow, it would. But I think halfway through, you'd start to feel a bit of pressure from this guy who's going, okay, this woman is enjoying this entire trip around the world. And boy, was I dumb. I don't know.
Well, he describes himself as friendly, trustworthy, and full of good stories. And he does have a couple of requirements for the person who accepts the ticket.
Okay.
He asks that they be sane, smart, and ready for a spontaneous life experience that one day will be an epic story that you'll tell your kids. And he just wants them to pay it forward. And I guess it's an 18-day trip, begins December the 21st, includes stops in Milan, Prague, Paris, Bangkok, and New Delhi. And apparently he's already had quite a few Elizabeth Gallaghers who have come forward. And he says, among those, I'm sure we'll find somebody who will enjoy the trip. So not too late. Get to Reddit. And if your name is Elizabeth Gallagher, you could be going on a free trip this Christmas.
And for all the Elizabeth Gallaghers and everyone else out there, we bid you adieu. Set forth. Be good.
Take on the day.
And we'll be back on Thursday.
Until then.